We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the irony, James, of you playing this music right now, this song, is I was actually going to bring up the Rocky statue. And,
yeah.
John, yet again, someone feels the need to touch Rocky's body. I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, yeah, they want to desecrate Rocky. It works against these teams every time. Every time. Every time. Every time they lose. So,
well, it's good then.
It's still annoying, though. It's still an affront.
Are we sure? So there's a conspiracy going around.
What?
That it's actually at this point, that originally it was the Vikings fans, but that at this point it's actually an Eagles fan doing it to fire everyone up.
I don't know.
Oh.
I would find that disappointing if that's true. I mean, we do know last week San Francisco people were at the Rockies.
They were.
You know,
they were.
So we don't have any knowledge of a Kansas City person that's gone there. I mean, at least I don't.
You know, how could people be this stupid? Like, you see how this works out. What are you doing?
But they also think they've scored one. Score one for KC! You know, because you got to remember, guys, they're probably pretty confident. Chiefs fans, John, are accustomed to winning.
They've earned confidence. Right. Yeah.
They've earned confidence. And, you know, they probably look at when the Chiefs lost to the Bucs 2 years ago in the Super Bowl and say it's two things. It's the fact that the tackles were injured, so Mahomes was running for his life from that standpoint. And it's the fact that it was a horrible situation. But obviously with what went on with Andy Reid's son leading up to the game, I mean, Andy Reid's 48 hours before kickoff, I mean, he had to be talking to a lot more lawyers and his own son than focusing on football. I mean, that was, for him in a preparation, I thought he had a totally glazed look in his eyes that entire football game. And how could he not?
Right.
I mean, he knew his son was probably headed to jail. He was going to have to fire his son. I mean, the whole thing was a disaster. So, I'm sure Chiefs fans, I mean, look, we're confident here, but I'm sure Chiefs fans have their own pretty strong confidence. So, all right, look, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some Julian Love audio, that knucklehead from the Giants, what he said yesterday about Sirianni. Let's go to Jason right now in Limerick. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys, from the Bowman Lehman family in Limerick? Go Birds!
There you go, Jason. Go Birds.
All right, so this is what made the first one special to me, guys. So I retired from the Air Force in 2017. January was my ceremony. I was stationed at Little Rock Air Force Base. Okay, so I start working part-time at the Clinton Presidential Library. I meet a guy named TJ Bordeaux, the biggest Philly sports fan you can meet ever born outside of the tri-state area.
Okay? Yep.
I put my money on him. So we make plans. I'm like, let's fly back to where my mom lives. My mom lives in Bluebell. So we go there. I say, let's go there. We go to Xfinity Live for the Super Bowl. And if we win, we're still there for the parade. He's like, okay, it's a plan. We come up, we go to Xfinity Live, and we win the Super Bowl. Okay, on top of that, it happens to be my mother and father decide to, you know, get together at a certain point. And I was born on February 4th, 1977. So the Birds won their first Super Bowl on my birthday.
Wow. Wow. All right. So there's
huge.
A lot going on there. I got to tell you, Jason, I was struck, though, by that phrase, your mom and dad got together. So were you thinking about May of 76 when they got together?
No, I was born February 4th, 1977.
So he was a bicentennial baby.
No, I know, but I'm... I'm saying they got together in May of 76. No, I'll tell you when they got together. They got together in May of 76 is my point. No, I'm with you, Jason. I'm joking around. Jason, I love your passion, man. And I agree with you. This one can't top that one. But we'll find out. Jason,
I'll tell you what. Well, real quick, the first team I really, you know, religion, I'm not a big religious guy, but I feel like religion played a big part with Foles and Carson. I feel like they brought a different element to the locker room that year. We had people doing baptisms in hotel pools, you know, so I feel like that was like a brotherhood. There was more of a brotherhood then.
I don't know more this of a brotherhood, year, but they were certainly more vocal about it back then. Jason, give me who's a feisty character from a movie or a TV show.
Gotta do Ruth from the Ozarks. She's like a PA cousin from the Hills.
Listen, Ruth's a good answer,
really good
man.
Answer.
Second from Ozark today, and she's a very, very good answer. Better answer than Julian Love gave yesterday, John. This guy, man. Is he the giant safety that missed Devontae Smith?
He is the giant safety. That is a good pull by
you. I was wondering, because there's two safeties, and I wondered if he was the dude that completely whiffed. Didn't get the ball, didn't get Devontae. Could have knocked Devontae out for the year, by the way. Could have broken his ribs. Chose to do.
It was an unbelievably bad play. Like judging horrible. The ball where it was in the air. That was a terrible job.
So bad. Anyway, yesterday he was on, what is this, James?
Good Morning Football on the NFL Network.
NFL Network. And this guy, man, dog and Sirianni. Look, he's praising the roster, and that's a nice thing. Eagles do have a great roster, but the disrespect to Sirianni is astounding. Here's what he said.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
I mean, come on. Now, look, two different issues in there.
I think something.
There's the antics of Sirianni.
Clearly happened there.
Go ahead.
He started out by saying he's doing a good job letting this team sort of, you know, do their thing. They're very talented. And then
they egged him on.
They did. Yeah. They egged him on. They led him down this path. While he's saying that thing where he's got a free ride.
You got Julian Love's back?
You've got video of Nick Sirianni like.
Don't give in to it then.
Screaming.
Yeah. Don't take the bait.
Be an adult, man. This ain't peer pressure. You're not 13 years old in a mall. Be an adult.
They posed it as a player. How do you feel about this? And you got Nick Sirianni like. Pruning and preening and yelling at the fans and chest bumping people. He got caught up in the emotions of it. He's annoyed that they were dominated by our team, and he lashed out, and I think that was a poor decision by him.
User.
I think what
James,
he
I was
going
to ask you for your reaction, but I think you just told
what
us.
He
look,
said Brandon, is not accurate.
Brandon Graham said it best. He said, people always got something to say when they're watching from home, and he's damn right. All right?
Yeah.
Well, look, did they egg him on a little bit? Sure. But he took the bait, and he probably wanted to take the bait.
He said was any
yeah,
of
even
you
said, I guess.
Could coach
they're like,
that
he's doing
team.
A good job, I guess, was what he said. I want to hear it one more time. He says he's doing a good job,
Play the whole thing.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
See, that's the last part that bothers me the most. He's in for a free ride. You know, you can coach this team. Come on.
It's way too far.
He changed.
Especially for a bad player.
Tune.
Yeah. Who are you, dude? Yeah. Can I be completely honest? We played the Giants 3 times this year, and this is on me. My bad. Mm-hmm. I never heard the guy's name until this happened. I never heard of Julian Love until this quote came out, and we played him 3 times this year. It tells you how much he did on the field.
All right, let's go to the phones. If you want to respond to that whole thing, please do. Let's talk to Terry right now in King of Prussia. Hi, Terry.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I got to change what I said because I have to say that our last Super Bowl was incredible because I saw it with my father-in-law who he passed away. After the game.
Sorry to hear that, Terry.
Years later. But to see it with him, he was 91 at the time. And, you know, he was born before the Eagles' inception. And to see them make it to a Super Bowl with him at a BFW was incredible. I mean, I couldn't say anything about that. But the other thing is, the reason I really called, and I've been trying to get through, is to say everything is great with our team except for one thing. And to me, it's glaring because over the years I've seen it time and time again where our quarterbacks become running backs. And I think take a note from Tom Brady. You slide, you go out of bounds, you throw that ball away. You do not run into the defense if you can help it. Because, and I've seen Jalen do it. I've seen Wentz do it. I've seen McNabb do it. Cunningham do it. All of them. And they all got hurt. And after they're hurt, especially Wentz, Wentz went right down the drain after that.
Yeah, you know, Jalen has done a much – it's looked different since he's returned from the injury. I mean, he is doing a better job of being careful protecting himself.
It's tricky, Terry, because I hear you. Like, he's certainly not going to have the longevity of, a pure pocket passer. But that's also not the issue for 9 days from now, unless he gets knocked out of the game, and then you could be right for 9 days from now. But
he's not going to get knocked out of this game. I just can't imagine that happening. The chances
are so
slim.
I mean, he could.
Okay, yeah,
he could.
But the very, very low odd percentage. And Jalen is told every day, repeatedly. It's inculcated into Jalen that he has to protect himself. He is doing a good job of that, and he has done a good job of that all year, considering
right.
He's holding the ball, he's touching the ball, he has the option to keep the ball on every single play.
Yeah.
Just compare him to Josh Allen, and you see what a quarterback looks like when they take too many hits.
He that's took Josh Allen. Way too many.
Josh, and it caught up to him.
I agree with you, John.
And that's part of why he turned the ball over the way he did. As long as Jalen is not turning the ball over and he continues to be excellent in that area, I think they feel good about the way he's able to do the right thing with the ball in his hand.
See, Terry, here's the thing, and your point is fascinating, but I will say this. Jalen probably would not be as good if he didn't fight for those extra 3 or 4 yards. That's how they get first downs. That's how they move the ball down the field. That's how they score touchdowns sometimes. So it's a catch-22. It's tricky.
Right, and you know what? Going forward, and I hope in the Super Bowl, he stays healthy because that's the number one thing that we need him for the whole game, and I think...
Yeah, no, I get you. Terry, give me
that.
A big answer. Who's a feisty character?
The one that comes to mind for me is Curly from the Three Stooges.
You know, that's not bad, man. I mean, listen, any Stooge is a good answer.
Yeah, but Curly's the best one.
I thought Mo was...
You
kind
liked Mo?
I thought Mo...
Mo was like the leader guy, but yeah, definitely wasn't the most fun.
You liked
but,
Mo the best?
No, the question isn't who's the most fun. The question is who's the most feisty. I thought Mo was the feistiest. I could be wrong.
He
it's a long time ago.
Feisty.
I mean, to me, Mo
was
kind
of mean-spirited.
That's
though.
My point.
That kind of
They
yeah.
both were in different ways. Yeah, more goofy feisty versus mean feisty.
I found an interview of Mo 3 weeks ago. I'm watching an interview with Mo.
Get out of here.
I swear to God,
just
man.
Just like normal talking?
You guys know. I just
like talking like a normal dude?
Just talking like a dude.
That's cool.
Yeah,
like,
I think they interviewed his wife.
Did he have the same haircut, Joe?
It's myself.
See what I do when I'm at home?
Sometimes you find some
I gem. Seek out it. Yeah, I believe so, John. I don't
so
remember
the way
exactly.
He did?
I think.
The do.
I think. He was older. You know, it was like 15 or 20 years after the Stooges were done. Unbelievable stuff, man. Let me ask you a question. The Hurts because the
did
call
ever do other acting other than
not that I know
Mo?
Of I have no
he won
clue.
An Oscar
he
no,
did
I'm kidding.
Oh okay
can you imagine
that's great yeah he was like the hunk you know he was the yeah, it's unbelievable by the way Stooges were also a long time ago at this point so on the Hurts thing because I am fascinated by the caller's point I mean we all get it we've talked about it before we'll continue to do you think John that a guy like Jalen Hurts like, no, let me frame it a different way. What do you think Cam Newton would tell Jalen Hurts if he had a chance to talk to him? Because Cam Newton, more than any quarterback I've ever seen, hit a wall due to physically getting beat up.
But he played very differently
he
than
took,
Jalen does.
He did.
They were on a quarterback power every other play.
Frequently, yeah. But, I mean, he got to the age of 30, and he was
we also
done.
Don't know how he took care of his body.
No, we don't.
Extra work. We know that, like, Jalen at least we assume from the way Jalen is, the squatting, right, this and that, that he will do everything he can to keep his body able to take that type of
punch. But you're not going to be able to go till you're 38, 39, 40. If you, well, I mean, that's tough, man.
It was just very different. Part of Cam's allure was he was 6'5 and a half and 255 pounds.
It was his game. That was his game. And by the
and
way,
that's not Jalen's.
And Cam Newton was not nearly as good a passer as Jalen Hurts has become. He just wasn't. He had a great arm. He had a bazooka arm, but he wasn't as precise with it, and he wasn't as good at reading defenses.
He wasn't close to this.
He wasn't even close to as good at that. So Hurts will be able to do less running and more throwing as he evolves more and more in the passing game in time. I mean, there's no question he's got that capability. Let's talk to Bridget right now. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning?
Outstanding, Bridget.
Okay, good. John, I'm behind you on your point. I respect you. I remember you from when you were with Donovan McNabb and Westbrook and everything else. So this year, compared to last year or 2015, we did have a good team. We got it together. Nick Foles pulled that team together. My favorite play is the Philly special. This team, during the postseason, it was like nonstop. Nobody could stop us.
Well, yeah, this team's a better team.
Yeah.
I mean, because they just are. They're a better football team.
They're better. We're going to win it. You got the whole city behind it. You know, I'm from Havertown, Pennsylvania, and I'm always staying a Philly native. So I'm so proud of this team.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bridget. Bridget, give me a big answer. Who's a feisty character?
Jack Bauer.
You know, I don't love that answer.
It's kind of like an internalized anger from Bauer. He doesn't really, like, he's kind of composed most of the time.
I agree with you, James. He's combative with the antagonists, as they call them, the hostiles.
Yeah, he'll go after a terrorist. Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I finished season 4 of 24 last night. John, I did episode 24 of.
So I feel like 24. And again, I've not gone back and I need to, but 1 and 4 to me were like the best seasons without.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I'll give a nod to 3 also. I like 3 a lot.
3 was good, but 4 was like.
1, 3, and 4.
4 was phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. 4 was really good, man. All right, let's go to Chris in Newtown. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chris.
I'm going to have to agree with John for this one because. The first Super Bowl, I'm 55. I've been around for every championship that Philadelphia's had, you know, in a pro thing. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I was working as a nurse at night, on a Sunday night. I watched part of it here and there, but never got that full experience of watching and being part of a Super Bowl.
Bomber.
And, listen. Policemen, firemen, nurses, doctors, they all have to work during that time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This year, I'll be able to sit on my couch and be wrapped up in my Eagles blanket and be able to watch it on my couch and enjoy the game and not scare the Pacers because when Brandon Graham hit that strip fumble, I screamed as loud as I could. I played football when I was a little kid. I yelled, fumble. Every nurse ran into this room and thought something was wrong.
Yeah. That's got to be crazy, Chris. A game like that, and you're working in a hospital. That is tricky.
It was. People had their family over, had some parties in the room.
Yeah.
But we still had to work, you know. And
no, listen, I really respect that, Chris, because obviously, you know, most people were fully available to watch it. And even if you have a certain type of job, many people could get out of certain types, but. Someone's got to work at the hospital, and a lot of people do, and I admire you, man. That's tough.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to try. When they win, I'll relish this one a little bit more.
Okay, well, that's a unique perspective. Chris, give me an answer. Who's a feisty character?
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry.
Boy, that's a good answer, too. I like that answer a lot. Dirty Harry was feisty. You know what I also like, John? Looks like
he was subdued while being feisty.
He was a subdued feisty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of
fair.
A quiet feistiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I like, John, that it looks like Sipos has a strong likelihood of playing. Jeff McClain tweeting out, Aaron Sipos said he's, quote, good to go.
I can't believe they've made us want Aaron Sipos back. Like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah. We're pining for a below average punter.
I spent the
just
entire
so he can
like,
replace
first 8 weeks
truly,
of this
yes, a truly like, horrendous punter.
It's like all the first 8 weeks of the season, I was like, Sipos sucks. He's the problem with this team. Get a better punter. Now it's like, please bring this guy
dude,
back.
This is like asking for, this is like hoping Vince Velasquez could pitch. Oh, if only Vince Velasquez was available. But, you know, sometimes someone's worse. Grass ain't always greener there, James.
It turns out that is true, man.
So anyway, it looks like Sipos would probably play. McLean's tweet was, Aaron Sipos said he's, quote, good to go. And that he has no physical restrictions after his ankle injury. Ultimate decision on whether to activate him for the Super Bowl over Brett Kern will come from the Eagles, obviously. But it sounds like you would think that Sipos will be back. Look out, Chiefs. Look out.
Well,
look out.
You can hope that he's got he's fully rested. He's got the big fully rested leg that will be better than we've ever seen it.
You think the leg gets tired, John?
We need it to be better.
How much would you not respect the leg getting tired if you're a punter?
It's not. It should not be a thing. It should not. I mean, you're a pro athlete in quotes. You have a job that's very specific, and you need to go out there and do it better than you've done it this entire year.
Got a fullback talking here, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a lot of pressure on Sipos. Like, this is not an easy, like, yeah, we absolutely go with Sipos because he wasn't good when he was in there.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
In the teeth of the game, like, before the game is in hand for the Eagles, he will punt a maximum of 2 times. The Eagles will score touchdowns, and they will kick field goals.
As far as Eagles Super Bowl appearances recently go, I mean, Donnie Jones only kicked once.
And didn't the Patriots not kick at all?
It was the only punt of the game, Donnie Jones's punt. Yep.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
It's the most yards ever in any game in the history of this sport. All the game, not playoffs, not Super Bowl, all the games ever played, the most combined yards is the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So
my point is, as much as I'm glad Sipos is back, I really feel confident in the Eagles and the Eagles offense, and I think they're going to move the ball a lot and score a lot. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the aforementioned Super Bowl 52. Which tomorrow is the 5-year anniversary of. Coming up next, we will air the Merrill montage of Super Bowl 52, which is really probably the 5 most special minutes of audio. I mean, let's be real, we've ever had on the history of our show. I mean, Eagles just won a Super Bowl.
I don't think there's a question.
Right?
I mean, it's the highlights. It's Merrill and Mike calling the highlights of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, that's the best it gets.
That and when we do the Phillies montage, they're the 2 best. And this was all in one game condensed. It's a couple minutes long. Just be ready to sit back, relax, and enjoy because we'll relive Super Bowl 52 coming up next. All the phone calls on all the topics. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient of PI Dental for over 20 years, my mom for over 30 years there, they're the best. I mean, if you've got an issue with your teeth, I'm telling you, they can flat out help you. Some people, small issues, some people, big issues. Get yourself to PI Dental Center with Dr. Glenn Wiffinger and Dr. Robert Slough, board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. If you struggle with how you look, how you feel, how you chew, maybe self-esteem issues related to maybe long-standing teeth issues, I flat out guarantee you, the PI Dental Center can help you and help you in a big way. Originators of the Teeth in a Day, a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth on the same day as the implants are placed for dramatic transformations in a mere 1 day. Visit PIDentalCenter.com. That's PIDentalCenter.com to request a complimentary new patient evaluation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.